Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that you smash your Alabama cousin so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Apple has gone so awful completely controlling the ecosystem for their products that they charge you $70 for a device just so you can plug a USB stick into a MacBook. You used to get tons of devices and extras with their products, but now they just nickel and dime their customers to death. I only ever had one Apple product, the first iPhone. Once Samsung phones came out, I started using them instead. They're way easier to use and you get to control your data. Moving on, a drone in Spain has uncovered a 7,000-year-old megalithic structure. Makes you wonder how many other sites like this are still out there to be found. On one of the stones, they found writing in an ancient language, and it said Epstein didn't end himself. Looks like the Smithsonian will also be pissed off because it's been so difficult for them to control the historical narrative recently. Especially with human beings being in the Americas 20,000 years ago and go deple teple. Number 3, this Indian incel bro is on a mission saying that he's from India. And will any woman marry him? Notice how he's posting in Australia, Finland, and Germany. Looks like he's looking for a snow bunny to clap cheeks with. He hasn't posted in the trans women subreddit yet, but you just know that eventually he will. Looks like Indian men are seeking their wives everywhere but in India. And I don't blame them because their women are usually sour and fat. Up next, if you ran into this woman in a coffee shop, would you approach her because she's holding a book in her hand that says 328 pages of just the N-word over and over again? Hell no, because she's a chameleon and besides, she's got some tacky tattoos and she's pretty ugly. Plus, you know that this is probably just bait. She's just waiting for some racist guy to hit on her so she can attack him for being racist in the first place. But if I had to approach her, I'd say, hey, you bought my book. What do you think? Number 5, meanwhile in Germany, 9 underage girls were sexually abused by Syrians at a pool. And the mayor blames their behavior on the hot weather. If they can't control themselves around minor kids, then they should be incarcerated and not released. Maybe even end it. Here's a question. If whites did this to Muslim kids in the Islamic world, would the Muslims blame it on the weather? Apparently, this is the biblical punishment for abusing children. Should we bring it back? Moving on, here's proof of how much Western leaders love the Muslim invaders in their own lands. The image is from the BBC, and what I want to know is why they're blurring her face. Are they worried that someone is going to recognize her from her eyes alone? Also, you know, someone is saying I'd recognize that hijab anywhere. At this point, what's the reason for the BBC even existing? You know, we're heading towards a world where eventually this is just going to be a remake of Basic Instinct. Number 7, you do smash this Blizzard employee. She's been with the company for 3 years now. Of course, I know I would, for the horde, of course. Especially with chesticles bigger than her face. She looks like an H-Cup goth doll. If you want to know why Blizzard has been going downhill recently, it's because most of their male employees keep looking at them instead of patching Call of Duty. Here's an actual picture of one of their game developers. Up next, it's absolutely true that women see themselves as forever oppressed, but they compare themselves to the high-status Chads, and all the other men don't even exist to them. This is why women will cry about the patriarchy while ignoring the janitor, ghosting the cashier, and mocking men under 6 feet tall. Another disturbing fact is that when you treat women like average men, they think that you're actually mistreating them. Number 9, Abby is mesmerized by black men, and her greatest fear is becoming a single mom, and now she is one. Now she's saying that going out there and dating again is exhausting, and she hopes that the right man walks into her and Heidi's life. Far too often, once you go black, you go single mom. I'm not being racist here. I just think that for once, black and white men both have something to agree upon, that they aren't raising a brother-saved game. Moving on, is this woman a monster or a genius? She was arrested after seducing celibate monks and then extorting them for millions of dollars to keep it all secret. I guess their faith wasn't as strong as they thought. Also, where do celibate monks, they usually take a vow of poverty, get millions of dollars from? Also, how did she get into a male-only space and basically get divorce-like money from men she didn't even marry? Number 11, I feel offended. When they tell you to have proper posture, that's me sitting at the desk in the bottom with my feet up in the air. It sure is comfy being a human pretzel at your desk. This is every developer and corporate employee while they're working from home during COVID. No wonder they're so pissed off to go back to the office. Now they're going to have to go back and sit in the most unnatural ways again. I still think that laptops, while lying down, are the best position. Up next is Christian OF Star says that she does corn because it's God's message. Somehow I don't think anyone believes this, and she's trying to trick religious men to pay for her cooch. And on the 8th day, she launched her premium service. Remember, ladies, that having a lot of holes doesn't make you holy. If you subscribe to her account, you get to see something get parted, and no, it's not the Red Sea. I also don't think the message she received was from the god she thought it was from. Number 13, is this a good call or is it inhuman that trans women inmates are going to be moving to male prisons as ordered by Trump? Looks to me like all the chasers in prison are about to have a field day. Maybe they should do what they did in Japan or Iran, where they forced men that identify as women to get the bottom surgery too. I think this is going to be a great call for many sexually frustrated men in prison. Although something tells me they're already busy with the female guards. Moving on, Emma Watson has been banned from driving in the UK for 6 months, as she got her 4th moving violation in the last 2 years. I guess she should have taken the train to Hogwarts instead. Also, the UK has bigger problems, and something tells me that if she had only joined a grooming gang, her transgressions would have been ignored. I still can't believe they caught her going only 8 miles over the limit. In Texas, people drive 90 in the 70 zone. Number 15, it's always tough being the fat kid in school. But imagine how tough you have to be the only fat kid in your entire country. The people in North Korea probably worship him because they believe that only gods are fat. You want to know what's even tougher for Kimmy Boy here? Being the only fat kid and only dictator's kid in a private school in Switzerland. He probably started eating from all the stress of living in a Western democracy. Up next, remember guys that 2 in 5 divorced women say they knew they settled the day they got married. The other 3 are lying about it, of course. All women settle these days, especially if they're alpha widows that have been passed around on the rooster roller coaster. But women don't really settle. The men they marry are usually the best they can get a commitment from. That's not settling. That's forfeiting. But women's narcissism won't allow them to admit that they lost Chad. Number 17, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see her? I think that those are the largest natural fun bags I've ever seen in my life. Either that or they're AI generated. She also looks like she's got builder's crack. I'm also a psychic and I'm predicting that she's going to have back problems in the future and her chiropractor will be wealthy, unless she saves herself the trouble and gets a breast reduction surgery. Moving on, are you old enough to remember what the original GTA used to look like? The best was when you get the tank and go in a kill frenzy. That and the rocket launcher. If you like this game, then you'll love Postal as well. If you want another great game that preceded GTA, then I suggest trying Lemmings. This and Escape from Castle Wolfenstein were my highlights from my childhood. That and the original NES, Genesis, and Super Nintendo. Number 19, now people that encourage others to raise happy families are being called Nazis. But something tells me that this can't be real because there's no way that that author's name is Jennifer Noseberg. This has to be a parody. If you think it's not and for some reason it actually is real, then remember that it's always the paperclip people like this that are responsible for trying to convince others not to procreate. Up next, and speaking of fertility rates, remember that they're falling everywhere, even Africa, even though it doesn't look like it from this graphic. Also, when it costs $2,400 a month to rent a 1-bedroom, that's a bleak reality to raise a kid on. Only technology like artificial wombs will save humanity at this point, and our survival is in doubt once AI becomes self-aware. As for future falling populations, it looks like Bill Gates actually got his wish. Number 21, it looks like true love to me. They dated for 16 years, married for 30 days, and then she filed for divorce demanding $160 million. That's $10 million per year, or almost $1 million a month. She's the singer Toni Braxton. But she decided not to divorce after all and is still married. His net worth is only $150 million though. Looks like a story that could have actually been true. These days most are. Moving on, are we really surprised at this point that another conspiracy theory has come true? California passed a bill to buy the Palisades after it burned down, for low-income apartments. It's always a land grab, isn't it? I believe the same thing happened in Hawaii. Someone needs to be on the lookout for the Killdozer 2.0. LA is going to have bigger problems in a couple years once AI puts Hollyweird out of business, when we start making movies from our bedrooms that are far better. Number 23, this woman that looks like a 4 says that you need $100,000 in savings and you need to make more than $300,000 per year to date her. If you don't, then go away. What does she have to lose by posting this? Nothing. It's like buying a lottery ticket with better odds than the Powerball. Hypergamy on steroids is playing out in our society and most guys out there aren't even red-pilled enough to know about it. Caitlin looks like a future cat lady to me. Up next, this old woman is freaking out and telling her guy to date a woman his own age. and that he's a creep because he's with someone much younger. He says that the woman he's with is a prostitute, and the old woman is finally relieved, because for a moment there she thought they were both involved in a long-term relationship. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that most younger women who date older guys are basically prostitutes anyway. Number 25 in the last one looks like Jenna Ortega has already hit the wall in her early 20s. Either that or she's trying to be the next bass player for Marilyn Manson. She's now well below mid with this terrible makeup style. Looks like she shaved her eyebrows off as well. She looks like she went from looking like Wednesday to looking like Lurch in record time. All she now needs is a thick Latina booty and to look 40 when she turns 30. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.